Watch, after Tommy Robinson undercover video, call to boycott BBC stealth tax. By Oliver J.J. Lane on February 13, 2019. Citizen journalist and street organizer Tommy Robinson has released another undercover recording of top BBC journalist John Sweeney, this time revealing a boozy champagne lunch paid for by the corporation, and which cost more than a single household's whole annual license fee spend. The video was allegedly recorded while top BBC man Sweeney was working on a panorama documentary under the working title Tommy Takedown, and reveals one of a series of lunches and meetings in which the journalist worked to recruit a former confidant of Tommy Robinson as a whistleblower for the program. In the video, which comprises a series of short clips of Sweeney talking about wines, spirits, and cocktails in an apparent effort to impress his guest, Sweeney can be seen and heard saying, "Which is the champagne and the double gin? And then we're going to have some red wine. Here I am on expenses. In a boozer. Fuck it, no expense spared. Make it £220. www.entstealthtax.com." Another little warm-up ahead of the big reveal on the 23rd February. Look at what these BBC journalists and execs do with your hard-earned license fee money. It's an absolute disgrace. Not only do they think we are cannibals, but they use our license fee for £220 champagne lunches. People power worked for Soldrick, so please sign this petition to end the license fee and I will personally hand it into Downing Street myself. Click here www.entstealthtax.com. Conclusive proof of BBC fake news to be revealed on the 23rd, be there. Hashtag Panadrama. Posted by Tommy Robinson on Tuesday, February 12, 2019. The undercover recording is the second time this week that top political show Panorama journalist John Sweeney has been embarrassed by secret recordings. On Monday, Robinson released another video where an audio recording alleged to be of Sweeney can be heard comparing white, working-class males to aliens from outer space and Amazonian cannibals. The video also shows clips of Robinson confronting the BBC journalist with the recordings. British householders are compelled by law to have a television license fee on pain of prosecution, hefty fines, and even imprisonment. Although the tax has to be paid to receive any live television from any source, including from abroad or over the internet, the bulk of the cash actually goes to paying for state broadcaster the BBC. The annual income from the tax is around £3.8 billion. Robinson said the total bill combined with another lunch the following week came to £360. Over double the new, higher rate of £154.50 that each home receiving live programs by television, computer, or smartphone is required to pay a year. He said, "If the fact the establishment force you to fund their biased propaganda does not infuriate you enough, then maybe the fact they just piss all your hard-earned money up the wall should be enough for people to demand we scrap the license fee. The BBC should be a subscription service, so all those Islington elites can choose to sign up and fund their lavish restaurant lunches, not us." Whether Mr. Robinson's message is heeded or not, record numbers of people are already abandoning the BBC, either giving up television altogether or migrating to more modern streaming services like Netflix and others, which offer a range of content at a lower annual subscription rate. Breitbart London reported in January that more than 860,000 viewers cancelled their television license in 2017-18, the equivalent to around 2,300 people a day. Those dropping away from the corporation are often those the company needs most to sustain its long-term future, young people. The Times reported 44% of males aged 16 to 34 watch no BBC TV whatsoever in a typical week, and British viewers aged 16 to 24 spent more time watching just one rival, Netflix, than every BBC platform including TV, radio, and internet combined in 2017. Oliver J.J. Lane is the editor of Breitbart London, follow him on Twitter and Facebook.